Parakeet Bais, here we go. Tiferes Yisrael Parakeet Bais. Okay, so the Maharal has continued to pick on the philosophers, and now the Maharal for a moment is going to clarify something which again I think we all feel, and that is that there is a certain truth, and we've spoken about it, there is a certain truth to philosophy. And as much as the Maharal wants us in comparison to Torah and to mitzvos to look at the study of the stars and the constellations and philosophical concepts and constructs, he wants us to see it as entirely secondary, but for a moment he's going to admit sort of to what it is before he immediately pulls back and explains where the philosophers went wrong. He's bar lecha beperek sha'avar al pi edim ne'amanim. I explained to you clearly in the previous prakim by the testimony of worthy witnesses, ki yedias ha'torah yoser misugal liknos ha'atzlacha ha'nitzchis. It is very clear, and I've proven it to you, he says, that Torah is the most definitive way to have ultimate success. Ultimate success being reward beyond this world. Dveikus ba'Hashem, olam haba, whatever term you want to use, ultimate success is only achieved through the chachma of Torah. Mima sheyikne ha'adam biyedias ha'chachma. Right? More than one could acquire through any other form of wisdom. The Torah is in a class of its own. Now, this next line is a little cryptic, a little bit hard to read. He says, "Im shenoda lahem ki heim amdu al nekudas ha'emes, ve'im sheha'emes eino kein." What does that mean? He says, if we were to agree on some level that the philosophers are touching on a nekuda, a point of truth, even though the emes is not exactly to be found by them, sheha'emes eino kach, ki rachu mamish k'racho kav hasovev min hanekuda shebesocho. Because their truth is as distant from the ultimate truth as the circumference, the circle that surrounds the dot within it. Okay, I wasn't sure exactly what the Maharal is saying, and then I remember the comment that the Zohar makes about the wisdom of the Greeks. The wisdom of the Greeks is compared to the shell compared to the nut, the edible nut inside. Right? The Zohar says, if Torah is sort of that middle point of all the other forms of knowledge and wisdom and systems in the world, Greek philosophy is the husk, the shell, the layer that is closest to the fruit, so to speak, on the inside. Now, that gap between, so to speak, the edible part, the Torah, and that first layer is infinite. Right? So on the one hand, it's very close to Torah, and that's why the Greeks felt so threatened. I may have mentioned in the past, Maharal talks about it in his writings on Hanukkah. The Greeks felt so threatened by Torah because they knew that their wisdom was second place only to Torah. Again, it came in second by a long shot. But it understands that the only thing that's superior to it as a system is Torah. And by saying that, we're admitting that there is a wisdom to it. There is a truth to it. There is some great value to it. Listen, how much of the Rambam's philosophy was molded by it? We can't just throw it out. At the same time, we don't recognize that the Torah is infinitely superior, then we've lost ourselves. So I think that's what the Maharal is saying in this line. On the one hand, I want to acknowledge the fact that there's an element of truth to the philosopher's understanding of reality. At the same time, the true truth, right, if you could say such a thing, the absolute truth is as distant from it as that point in the middle of that circle is from the outer edge. And therefore, even if we were to admit to some type of value to it, but it is certainly not the way to acquire the hatzlacha hanitzchis, this ultimate purpose and accomplishment in this world. That can only be attained and achieved through the study of Torah. I would like to again add some of a deeper and enrich your understanding of that. Ulahodia o toz ha nashama ela, to clarify again further, where did the philosophers go wrong? Da, you should know. Kiyiru kiya odam roilo liknos hatzlacha nitzris biyadias hanimsaim, kamo hamalachim bahagal galim, vishar hadvar masharhim bimitsiyas haolam. The philosophers are of the belief that one acquires perfection through an understanding of the angels and the heavenly spheres and all the things of this world. And where does that philosophy come from? Now he's finally going to tell us, what's that idea rooted in? V'davar zeh, he writes very clearly, this idea is nimshach ledas chitzoni sheyesh lahem. It comes from a superficial understanding that they have. And here's the line, mashahim omem ki ha'odom pachus hayitzira. Are human beings the best of creation, or are human beings the lowest of creation? Are we better than angels, or are we lower than angels? Are we more complex? Are we more holy? Are we more refined? Do we have greater potential than the sun? Or does the sun appear to have much greater energy, power, and presence than a human being? The sun has been around much longer than any one human being. So maybe the sun is greater. Maybe angels, which are not bound by a physical body, are greater than a person of flesh and blood. Nu chaver, what's the answer to this question? The philosophers believed that a person has to strive to connect himself to something which is bigger than himself. What's bigger than a person? Angels are bigger than a person. Heavenly spheres are greater than a person. They're bigger, they're longer lasting, they have greater power and greater energy. And therefore the philosophers believe that man, as it were, is the lowest of creation. That a human being is what? Is the pachos hayitzira. The lowest. Adam pachos hayitzira shafel habriya min hagalgalim. He's lower. Man is created in a way that he's lower than the stars and the moon and the sun. Umikol shechem min hamalachim. Certainly those beings which are entirely devoid of any physical form, like an angel, as far as we understand them to be. So therefore, a human being, if you want to lift yourself up, try to learn a sugya called angels. Don't waste your time learning a sugya called people. I just spent the last 50 minutes learning with some of my students a beautiful idea from the Baal Shem Tov, how every person is an entire world of ruchnius, an entire sefer Torah. Right? But if misunderstood, you say, I'm just Adam Yisodom Me'afar V'Sofal Afar. I came from dirt. I'm going to go back to dirt. My life is very tenuous, and the whole thing could collapse at any moment, and I feel that I'm certainly less, and I'm less loyal to Hashem, and I'm less powerful than an angel, than the sun, etc. And therefore, the philosopher said, that's right, if you want to lift yourself up, study that which is above you. Chazal already in the Medrash allude to the fact that even the creation of Adam on the sixth day, does that mean that Hashem was building up towards Adam, and Adam is the pinnacle of creation? Or does that mean that Hashem made everything important, and then as an afterthought, oh yeah, I should probably also make man. As if man is a lesser being. So the philosophers believe that man is a lesser being. Uvgnus habriya shel Adam. And therefore they spoke negatively about the creation of Adam. And they pointed out all the shortcomings of Adam. And they bolstered their position with what? With psukim. And I started to realize when finally learning Perek Yud Beis, who's this philosopher that we're picturing this whole time? I'm picturing, you know, Aristotle, Socrates, Plato. Right? He's also talking about the Rambam. The Maharal is also speaking, maybe, you know, Derech Agav, but I think he's speaking against the Rambam as well. Because the Rambam says some of these ideas on a certain level. And therefore, he's quoting Pesukim now, right? The philosophers, I'm talking about Jewish philosophers, and there's quite a few of them in the Middle Ages. There's Jewish philosophers who were drawn after Pesukim, such as Ma Enosh Kisis Karenu, Uven Adam Ki Tifkadenu. What does David HaMelech say? Who is man that you should be cognizant of him? What's so great about man? Right? Moshe went up to Shemayim to get the Torah, and the angel said, why are you giving your Torah to Basar V'dam? Why would you give your Torah to a human being? You're wasting your time. Vishar Rayos Pshatei HaKosuv. And there are many other Pesukim that, again, that the philosophers throughout the generations, right, the medieval philosophers brought as an understanding of people are the lowest. People are the least trustworthy. People do averos. Angels don't do averos. A malach is a shliach. A malach carries out its mission. A malach doesn't deviate. And again, the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah in the third parak and the fourth parak, he writes in a similar fashion. V'hamuschal harishon, and on first blush, on the simple understanding of the sugya that is Adam, it makes sense. Ki ha'adam bal chomer, because a person is made of, is a physical being. He's made of the dirt. U'bal havaya v'hefsid. Man is created, and man will eventually disintegrate. ובפני זה החושם כי רואה לאדם השפל לקנוס מיילב הצלחה בידיעס החושב. So if you want to make something of your life, attach yourself to something which is much grander than you. Namely, Hema HaMalachim. Again, the constellations. Attach yourself to something bigger. V'kasher yada elu yesh l'mayla. And if you get to know these things, at least, then your mind will have attached itself to something of greater value, of greater purpose, of greater strength. Says the Maharal, nothing could be farther from the truth. Hashem made Adam and put Adam as the centerpiece. Going back to that mashal of that outer circle, what is the middle dot? Adam is the middle dot. Humanity, human beings are the middle dot. A human being of flesh and blood who can live a life of Torah and Mitzvot is the middle dot, is the center of the universe. V'kvar hisba'er, says the Maharal. Kvar hisba'er, I've already explained in my chibur Gvuras Hashem, one of my other great svarim, the Gvuras Hashem. Ki ein ruach hachamim noicha b'zeh, that the attitude of our true sages is very much removed from this. V'hefech ha'amuna lagamrei, this is the opposite of what we believe. You think Adam is the lowest? We think Adam is the greatest, is the highest. V'lo timsa davar zeh b'divrei hachamim rak ha'hefech. And this way of thinking is antithetical to what we find in the writings of our sages, the explanations of our sages. It's the very opposite of it. As again, as I explain at length in my Sefer, in my Chibur, Gvuras Hashem. Now, if we ever make it there, we'll see it actually later in our Sefer. In the footnotes of the edition I'm using here, it says that in Perek Lamed Gimel, the Maharal writes, Ha'odim hu ikar ba'olam. Man is the essence of the universe. Or like he writes in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, Das chachmeinu sheim chachmei emes, the true ones who understand true wisdom, supernal wisdom, understand ki ha'odim hu yoser b'mayla min ha'shamayim hu mikol tzva'ehim. That man is greater than all of the heavenly hosts, man is greater than angels. In fact, in Chazal, angels are referred to as what? As the most loyal servants of Hashem. Ah, exactly, an eved, a servant. But who are we? What did Hashem say about us in Parshas Re'eh? Banim atem la'Hashem elokeichem. Who's closer to the king? Who's more important to the king? The prince or some servant? Now the son might actually take certain liberties and be a little bit more chutzpahdik with the king than a servant ever would be. But that's an indication of their closeness. Right? The angel, because an angel is just an eved, the angel does its job. As a ben, we develop a real relationship with Hashem. As we learned already back in the Hagdama to this whole Sefer, Torah is supposed to be about a relationship with Hashem. So therefore, V'galu davar zeh b'makomos har b'maod. Right? This idea is expounded and revealed in so many places. V'darshu zeh min ha'kasuv, for example, we find in the Medrash explaining the Pasuk, Ki malachav yitzava lecha l'shmarcha b'chol d'rachecha. That angels are assigned to man to protect us. So if the angels are the guards and they're protecting us, who's greater? Mihu gadol, hashomer o hanishmar. Who's greater, say Chazal? The one who's guarding or the one who's being guarded? V'zehu be'emes das chachamim. And that's the way, that's the true understanding of our sages. That the angels are created, what? To serve us. And that the tzvos hashamayim, the sun, the moon, the stars are created for what purpose? To serve us. V'karu hamalachim v'agal galim shehem avadim mishamshim el nivraim. As Rashi tells us at the beginning of Bereishis and so many other Mamari Chazal throughout Chumash indicate that what? That the angels are serving us. That the heavenly hosts are serving us. And again, it's entirely appropriate for a person to say, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Bishvili nivra ha'olam. When Hashem looked in the Torah to create the world, He had me in mind. He had Klal Yisrael in mind. He had flesh and blood in mind. Basar v'dam, human beings who have free will, who could choose to do averos, but could also choose to give honor to the Creator of the world. Ukidichsiv b'kras, the pasuk says, "Vayiten osam elokim b'rakia hashamayim lahayir al aretz." Right? That's what Rashi explains over there in Bereishis Perek Aleph. Hashem placed the sun and the moon and the stars in the heaven in order to illuminate the earth to provide for us down below. Harei ki titchilas b'riyasam hayekedei l'shamish asolam. So you see that from their creation, why were they created? What is the purpose of these heavenly hosts, these heavenly beings, these heavenly creations, is to serve the world. V'lo nivro la'atzmam klal. And they don't have an independent purpose other than their service of Adam. V'ha'adam hu ikar habriya. And man is not an afterthought in creation. Man is the pinnacle of creation. Shakol nivra bishvilo. That everything that exists in the world is created again to service, to serve man in carrying out his mission of Torah and mitzvahs. Again, in the footnotes of my edition here, it quotes the Gemara in Kedushin, right? That animals are created for that purpose. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Zayin, which says explicitly, Kol Mashabar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo, everything Hashem created in the world is not levatala. It all serves a purpose, a higher purpose. The fox, the bear, the wolf, the lion, all the creatures, the birds, right? It was all created, what? Lisham Sheni, to serve me. It was not created for its own purpose. It was created because of its interaction with the world, and by the world it means the purpose of the world, which is humanity, which is human beings. V'hu bilvad kol ha-metzius lo zulazah. Wow. And man is the only thing that is really essential, critical for creation, and nothing other than this. V'im sha-adam hu ba'al chomer. So now again, you go back to the same problem we had in the last parak. We said the Torah is the greatest reflection of Hashem. The Torah, like Hashem, is nivdal, it's abstract, it's kadosh, it's set apart. It's devoid of physical expression, physical confines. Then you ask yourself, what are you talking about? The Torah is all about application in the real world. But as the Maharal said in such a nuanced way at the end of the last parak, no, don't look at the things of this world as demanding, you know, that they should be used in a way of Torah. No, Hashem commands each thing to serve its purpose. In other words, the laws that govern an ox, like we learned in the last parak, don't emanate from the ox, they emanate from God. So when you study an ox, you're not studying an ox, you're studying God. You're studying the Torah. So we run into the same problem now. On the one hand, you're telling me that Adam is the greatest of creation, but the philosopher's question is still a good question. Man is sometimes the weakest. A lion is stronger. An angel is more loyal. The sun lasts longer and is more powerful. So in what way is man, who's a Baal Chomer, Adam Yesodo Me'afar V'Sofo La'afar, in what way is man the pinnacle of creation? And says the Maharal, just a couple more lines tonight, says the Maharal, I'll tell you the answer. How is it that man is the essence of creation if he's physical? V'im sha'adam hu Baal Chomer, hinei mitzad selim elokim shenivra bo, yesh lo maila mushkach min halyonim. Because if you look at a person and you judge again his body, it's like looking at an ox, and then the philosophers say, this is what you're dedicating your life to. You open up a Gemara and you're reading about an ox that ran into a cow. That's what we call divine wisdom. Again, if you approach it from the bottom up, you're right, inachanami. It is very material, very materialistic. But if you approach it from the top down, it's mamish supernal, it's divine, right? It's transcendent. So therefore, if you look at a person and you focus on his body, which again is short-lived, comes from the dirt and goes back to the dirt, you're right. Man is the lowest. But if you look at the essence of man, which is the Tzelem Elokim, the divine image that man is reflecting, Shenivrabo, Yesh lo Maila Mushkach min Ha'alyonim, then he's much, much greater than any angel or any powerful part of creation. U'kamosh mevuer b'makom acher, as I've explained elsewhere, and again, he'll continue to explain to us, Asher b'shvil mailas tzelem hazeh shayach elav haTorah. It is specifically because of this tzelem. What is tzelem? What is a tzelem? Right, created b'tzelem Elokim, the image of God. A tzel is a shadow. That somehow a human being who's been given the Torah, a Jew, is supposed to somehow reflect, like your shadow on a sunny day on the ground is some tracing, some outer, you know, manifestation of you, of the real you. Your shadow reflects you move your arm, your shadow moves as well. Hashem Tzilcha, as the Baal Shem Tov explained, Hashem Tzilcha, already the Shlach Kadosh, I think, explained this way, Hashem Tzilcha, God is your shadow. It doesn't just mean God is your protector, but it means Hashem is your shadow in the sense that we try to align ourselves. My bodily movements should reflect the will of Hashem. And when I do it in the right way, Hashem, as it were, is reflecting me. I'm created b'tzelem Elokim. So when a person understands that he's created b'tzelem, that he is somehow the image of Hashem, it's for that, it's the neshamadik part of himself that's entirely worthy of Torah, which is, of course, made up of the mitzvos, corresponding to the 248 limbs of a person, the 248 mitzvos asay. And again, now the Maharal is is referencing back to certain terms we saw in earlier prakim. But again, it's that part of yourself that's so transcendent, right? If the philosophers are going to look at the body of man, you're right. Stars are greater, the moon is greater, the sun is greater, angels are greater, the universe is greater, everything's more powerful, everything's bigger, everything's stronger, everything is more complex, and therefore more deep and more elevated. But if you look at the neshama, which is an infinite part of a person, then you say, no, that part of a person is kadosh, is nivdal, is utterly, again, devoid of any physical form. And it's that part of the person that's able to what? To somehow serve as a bridge to bring down the 248 mitzvahs asay into the 248 corresponding limbs of a person, reflecting what the Zohar calls the evari d'malka, the limbs of the king. I'll just end, I think we mentioned once before, Rav Moshe Wolfson writes in his Sefer on Chumash, Be'emunas Itecha, he says the gematria of the word, when Hashem created Adam, He created them Bitzelem Elokim. The gematria of Bitzelem Elokim is 248. So it fits so beautifully with what the Maharal is saying tonight, that the 248 mitzvos align themselves with your body, but don't look at it as your body, right? It's not that your body is aligned with the 248 mitzvos. That's seeing it from the bottom up. See your 248 spiritual limbs as being energized by the 248 mitzvos. And then the shidduch makes a lot more sense. And that's our response to the philosophers. You think Adam is the lowest of creation? No. The Adam, if understood properly, right? Again, what does the word Adam mean? Why are we called Adam? We're either afar min ha'adama, we're dirt, we're earth, Adam from the lashon of Adama, or what the Sfarim say, Adame le'elyon, I'm compared to the one on high. So again, I'm both. I'm afar min ha'adama, and I'm a chelek elokam imal, I'm a neshama. So it's a question of how we see ourselves. If we see ourselves in the wrong way, the philosophers are absolutely right, says the Maharal. But if you see yourself in the right way, and the philosophers are absolutely wrong, and it's antithetical to the beliefs of our sages. Okay? Let's stop here for tonight. Thank you for being here. Any questions, comments, thoughts?